Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Gary.
This is Austin.
And Gritty.
And we are Midwest Mics, coming back at you live with another episode. Just missed a week, but now we're back. And better than ever, baby.
Better than ever, baby. We got our playoff ranking college football to talk about.
Yep.
NFL, actually kind of a weird weekend. Weird weekend on games. There was only one game, I think, that was two winning teams that were playing each other. The rest was either two loser teams or a winning versus a losing team. It was just it was kind of a bizarre weekend.
So
on football.
All right. So let's start. Okay. Kind of power ranking NFL wise. Let's not go through all 32. Let's go kind of your top five right now.
I mean, is everyone kind of a unanimous one on Philly?
I mean, in my opinion, yes. You know, wins weigh a lot to me. They're undefeated. So yes. Philadelphia is my number one also.
Philly was your number one, right?
Philly's not my number one, yeah.
Yeah, I can see someone making a case for Buffalo. But I think the undefeated-wise, because Philly's schedule hasn't been tough. I mean,
it's not going to be tough.
And it's not tough.
I mean, I could see them getting to 11, 12 wins.
Are they going to be 17-0 and get bounced in the second round of the playoffs?
Oh.
It could happen. All of a sudden, you could get a healthy San Fran team. And if Christian McCaffrey's healthy, he's...
I mean, and they haven't played a healthy Dallas Cowboys team.
That's true.
They played Cooper Rush.
They played against Cooper.
When is that game? When's that second game?
It's toward the end.
Week 15?
15, 16, 17, yeah, somewhere in there. Like it's late.
I guess the question in that is going to be, does Dallas lose another one? If they lose another one, that game's going to be irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
they already have two losses, right?
Two, yeah, but just one in the division.
Yeah.
Who do you guys have this weekend? Or you guys
bye.
On, you guys on bye?
Bye.
That's good.
Yeah. So, all right, number two. So, we're all unanimous, Philly number one. Where are you guys at on number two?
I still have the Bills. I mean, they beat the Chiefs, so granted, the Chiefs team is going to look a little bit different when we roll around to get in the playoffs. I mean, guys that we already had pre-trade deadline. And then you add in Kadarius Toney. Don't know what that's going to look like yet. But, I mean, I like what he brings to the team. So, they beat the Chiefs. I have to rank the Chiefs below them. That's why I give it to Buffalo for now.
I think I'm Buffalo as two also. Gary, where you at?
Yeah, I'm the same. Because the Bills, what? Who was their one loss?
Miami,
that's right.
That was the game they scored 40 apiece.
But that's a division. 1,000 yards of offense. That's a division game, and I feel like, with the exception of the Chiefs over the last 5 years, okay, every Super Bowl champion has lost a random division game where you're like, how they lose to them? I mean, it's not like Miami's a trash team either.
Right.
No, like, they're not.
I mean, Miami's decent too, and we can get into some of that, but, I mean, their one loss being to Miami, second best team.
And I think, now again,
when they play the Chiefs in January, I think that game has a different outcome. But
we talked about the most recent win. Yeah,
well,
I mean, we talked about it in week five, right after week five.
Yeah.
You know, we met shortly after that game, and it's like, the Chiefs just didn't seem like they were putting much out there, you know, because they know, like, it's playing chess, not checkers. And then you see the Buffalo players doing the chop on the sideline. All that. It meant a lot more to them. You had the Poyer, the safety, had the crew that's rented to drive him 15 hours there, 15 hours back, because he wasn't healthy enough to play with the rib injury.
Big respect on that.
I mean, I understand, but that shows you right there how much that game meant to the Buffalo Bills versus how much it didn't mean
to the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean McVay and the San Francisco 49ers, like Kyle Shanahan. They beat them, what, 8 times in a row in the regular season? And they bounced them twice from the playoffs?
Yep.
Did that feel like, I mean, that to me it felt like the last game over the weekend, the Niners-Rams felt a little different, though. The Niners, like, smashed them.
Yeah.
I think the Rams...
I know, the Rams might not bounce back.
I think they're going to miss the playoffs.
How many losses they have now?
Is
that three? Four?
Might, no, three or four.
I think it's four.
Four?
And in the NFC? Oh, no.
Or is it five?
It's not five.
And in the NFC, three or four losses is big.
Yeah.
Because Minnesota's rolling. Philly's rolling. Dallas is rolling. The 49ers seem to be getting on the right track, and I think they could win out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's your four division winners. I mean, whew.
Yeah, Rams, 3-4.
3-4.
That's right. They were trying to get to the winning record.
Four losses in the NFC right now is not looking good.
But Buffalo easily, too.
Oh, Seattle? Right? I don't know how far the Geno Smith thing goes, but I know they have one more loss coming because they play the Chiefs. So,
I mean,
that's true.
Seattle right now is freaking – I mean, I think they're one of the most surprising teams.
Oh, 100%.
Who's your guys' three? For me, Kansas City.
That's consensus. If the Bills are two, for me, I would believe.
Yeah, I think you got to go Kansas City.
I still think they have the team, but
they have the postseason pedigree also, and the consistency. You got Andy Reid about to come off a bye, and for whatever reason, that dude just doesn't lose. Like after a bye week.
Did you guys see the line for the game jump 2.5 points today?
Man,
it was 10 or 2 points. It was 10.5, and it went to 12.5.
Yeah, wow. Whenever I glanced at it, I don't remember when that was. It was at 11. I said, I can't lay 11.
But I did tell you guys to smash that spread against the 49ers. Mm-hmm. 1.5, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
1.5 was ridiculous. That was easy money.
It was. That was good. But yeah, 11's like. 11's too much for me, so the way I'll get in on the Chiefs...
Now it's 12.5.
The way I'll get in on them is using some kind of alternate line for a parlay.
Yeah.
I'll be in on them, but I can't do the 11.
Granted, I mean, we know more about...
That's a lot of points in the NFL.
Know more about the Tennessee setup because they don't think Tannehill will play this weekend. So it's looking like Malik Willis. Well, Malik Willis has a passer rating of like 23 or whatever it is in his games that he's played.
They won that game and he threw for 50 yards.
Yeah, I mean Derrick Henry ran for 220 in that game.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, and he. I'm not saying he won't eat us up. He's gonna have a 100-yard game, but if they're that one dimensional and we get a lead, it'll be donezo. So
that's usually how Tennessee loses.
And you got to think Derrick Henry the week after. Having all those carries and all those yards. I know he's a professional. He's going to take care of his body, but he's still going to be a bit beat up.
I
don't think Tennessee will be able to keep up with the fireworks show.
Yeah.
Kind of like San Fran couldn't.
And it's Sunday night game, so that crowd at Arrowhead is going to be...
Malik Willis ain't ready for that. I don't care.
Yeah, you guys are going to be going crazy.
I don't care what kind of football. I don't care what you're coming from.
Yeah.
You're not going to be ready... There's nothing you can do to prepare it for that.
Yeah. I mean, what time will you go out there on Sunday?
I will be out there, jot it down, write it down, take a picture. I don't care what you do. I'll be out there at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, you getting there at 6:30?
6:30 a.m. for a night game?
6:30 a.m.
Siri will be out there like a solid 12 hours.
Before kickoff.
Before kickoff.
Like 13 hours before 13 kickoff.
13 hours before kickoff.
Yes, sir. You'll be there. Well, dang, you'll be there a long time.
I will probably get home at about 1:30 in the morning, 2:00.
Wow,
awesome! Hey,
it's a long day. It's a long day. You know, when you put on a tailgate, when you're a host, you know you have a spot. Everybody congregates to that spot. So if you have to move spots, it just kind of throws the whole thing off. So if you're first in line, you're guaranteed to have
your spot every week. That's what our buddies.
I mean, our guys will probably do the same.
How were Bills fans? Were they cool?
Yeah, I mean, it was a consensus that, you know, that we're going to see each other again.
Yeah.
You know, they were celebratory and they were real jubilant after the game.
I would be too.
But, you know, I just kept pointing to my ring finger, you know, until you can produce one of these, until you beat us when it matters. And I think that was just kind of the feel in the stadium, you know. There were a couple big plays where it got loud. But it wasn't really that Arrowhead ruckus crowd that mm-hmm. you that everybody's come to be accustomed to, like the Raiders game.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that.
Christy,
and I just think it was one of those games that just fly by. If you win, you win. If not, we kept it close. But I think Buffalo showed a lot more than what they wanted to because they knew they wanted that win.
Probably. I mean,
I think the Chiefs win that game if Butker hits the field goal. And we're chasing one. We're chasing a field goal instead of a touchdown on that last drive.
It could be. I know. I hated that interception that last one. Yeah. Dang it. That's not. I mean, it's just not. It sucks to see.
Speaking on that, I know we got to get to our rest of our power rankings, but you know they always say Pat doesn't make the same mistake twice, and he did make that mistake again in the 49er game and got picked the exact same way. But you know he turned it into a touchdown later in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safeties have figured out if they stop at a certain point, they can drive on the football, on those underneath routes. Well, that's going to stop working because what you're going to do is you're going to start getting double moved. And that's why Marquez was able to have his huge game on three catches. What was it, 115 on
yeah,
three?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he was over 100. It was nice. I'll tell you what, for the Chiefs, it's really nice to see the growth of Juju and MVS in the offense. Like every week, see him get better. Juju especially, man, tough catches. Comebacks, he catches it and he puts his body into the guy, pushes mm-hmm. the guy back another couple yards, and then tries to get out. He did it on a couple catches he had against San Fran, and I was like, dang, I'm very impressed by Juju. I feel like every week he's getting a little bit better, more comfortable, and good for him because I don't know if we're going to pay him, but he's going to get paid, man. He's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good. It's good to see. At this point, I kind of hope we do pay him. I wouldn't mind him staying around.
I would not be surprised if you hear about a contract extension.
Yeah.
He's exactly what we've been missing in Kansas City for a long time, the big body that you can just throw the ball to and he can go and win.
He's kind of doing right now. I mean, when Sammy was healthy.
Yeah.
But he's kind of doing that, but he's staying healthy, right? He's staying healthy, right?
And he's bigger than Sammy.
Yeah.
Like, Sammy was a speed demon. Like you said, Juju's accepted the role of catching these hot routes where you're going to get hit, these back shoulder fades.
Tough stuff,
you know,
man.
The tough stuff in the red zone, like squeezed in windows where he knows he's going to get hit. You know, Tyreek wasn't that guy. You know, McColl's not that guy. Travis mm-hmm. can be that guy, you know, but Sammy wasn't that guy. Chris Conley wasn't that guy. I mean, the list just keeps going on and on of receivers DeMarcus. That couldn't do that. DeMarcus wasn't that guy. You know, and this is what I truly believe Pat's been missing is that just bruiser that you can get that first down with. Outside of Travis, obviously.
Yeah. Travis eats those up. So it's just, when, you know, if you need to go someone else, Juju's good, so. Sure. Four?
Four.
Four is when it starts getting a little interesting, right?
Yes.
I think I know. I don't know. I don't know if I know what you're
I want to go one way with four, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go with San Francisco.
Oh.
That's pretty high for
I got them. No, I only have them one spot lower. So kind of agree.
Which is I love saying
pretty high because, again, like I talked about with the Chiefs, they have the postseason pedigree. Okay, I mean Jimmy G has got. He's played in two NFC championships. He's won one of them, so he's been to a Super Bowl. Last year was, you know, played the Rams in the championship game, went to Green Bay and whooped the number one seed last year, which was the Packers, which I think Aaron Rodgers is done.
Yes.
I think Green Bay is cooked.
His Wakusha or whatever it's called ain't working.
Yeah, I think they're cooked. But I like San Francisco. I mean, they have a very solid running game. They've got a quarterback who's been there. They have a defense right now that I mean, they can get after the passer. We're going to talk about the Dallas defense too, but I mean, that San Francisco defense, they can get after you, too. They can stop the run. And when you're playing defense like that in the NFL, there's very few offenses that can just run through you.
Yes.
Very few. So, I'm going with San Francisco number four.
I like them. And I do like the McCaffrey trade.
Yes.
I mean,
they got better.
They got better for sure. And then they got to move off of Wilson and get a draft pick back for –
And they're getting Wilson. Healthy.
I think they would. I mean, so.
The only guy it seems like they're missing right now is Debo, and he just,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming off the bye week. I think he's just kind of resting the hamstring.
Now, if Bosa can stay healthy, which I know Bosa, both of them, have had their issues staying healthy. But if he can stay healthy, like, he just, having that guy in the NFL, just, I mean, we saw it with Buffalo. Adding an older Von Miller.
Yeah.
Like, just, hey, and we, yeah, you know what? We didn't talk about Von when we were talking about Buffalo. That guy's having a nice year.
Yeah.
Like, you see it. Like, it's just like, dude, they're using him. You know, he's not playing every down. So when he is out there, he's just like.
Pick and choose. Yep. Pick and choose.
Destroying, dude. Yeah. Destroying. So I like your San Francisco four. I'm probably going to go with. I don't know, it feels weird picking Minnesota, but I have to right now. I got to go Minnesota. The only reason probably why I didn't put – the one reason why you could say, you know, their win-loss record's nice. One reason why I wouldn't have them over the Chiefs is Cousins is bad on primetime. He's bad primetime. He's, if you alter his, like, routine or whatever any possible way, he's not good. He's bad. The rest of the games, he's pretty good. Like, even last year, solid stats. He's just kind of a weird dude. And
was he 0-9 in primetime games in his career?
I don't know. I don't know. I know he's never won one.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so it's really weird, right? So Minnesota, kind of good defense. I think they got the, you know, you got Justin Jefferson out there balling. I think the trade for
Hockenson
is an awesome trade for them.
I do too.
I don't know what Chicago doing, but that's for another yeah. show.
I really think Chicago is going to try to build through
the
draft.
Detroit. That was Detroit.
Well, trading Hockenson, yeah.
Yeah.
But Chicago traded. They, like, traded away some pieces and then tried to get some guys back.
Sorry.
But, yeah, anyway, Detroit, yeah. But yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I like your Minnesota. I mean,
instant. I mean,
there's an argument.
He's an instant game changer for them.
Yes, Hockenson. I mean, obviously, I like Hockenson, University of Iowa guy. Yeah, like
he's nice. He's great. You know, he's there. I mean, it's an upgrade for them, and he can block too. He learned that at Iowa.
Yep,
and he can do that stuff. So I mean, it's the I think they did a really nice job trading for him. So I'm a fan of the Vikings. I had him picked to win. I think I got a bet on to win the North. And then I think I picked them to win the North too, so I'm on them. I'm on the Vikings.
Gritty.
I got the Vikings at four. It's really simple. It's really simple, and I put my list out on Facebook right at the trade deadline, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, and I believe it was right before all the trades started coming in that last 24th hour. But Minnesota can run the ball at will. They can throw the ball at will. They can stop the run on defense, and guys don't really throw the ball that well against them. Special teams is exceptional, and all they did was get better with the Hockenson trade. So
they rank really high on all metrics.
I mean, to be honest,
I saw that and I was like,
to be honest with you, they're my number two in the NFC. I mean, very easily, if you take the one loss away from them and they're undefeated, you put Philly in the one loss, you can swap those two teams. I truly believe that. I think you're getting better quarterback play out of Philadelphia just because it's Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Yeah. But, I mean, you could flip those teams.
Yeah, if you had the Eagles going to Minnesota on a noon game, I mean, if I'm getting points with the Vikings, like, I'm probably going to bet Vikings. I'm getting +3, +2. I'm taking the Vikings. If it's a primetime game, I'll go Eagles all the way to 7.
Yeah, I guess the Vikings just, for me, like, are the shiny new thing that everybody's talking about. Like, they haven't done it long enough for me to get my interest yet.
I hear you. I was trying to go through their schedule. See if they got what kind of wins they have.
But, I mean, I'm not going to say that you're absolutely ignorant for putting them at 4. Like, they're a one-loss team. And
oh, they did play the Eagles. Duh.
That's their loss.
Yeah.
7 points.
You know, but all right, so 5, and then we'll kind of stop there and leave the rest up for debate. People can comment in the show notes kind of who they think would be 6, 7, 8. But where are you guys going at 5?
Number 5, I'm just not 49ers. Okay. 49ers, the team you guys were talking about, that you were talking about at 4. Similar reasons. I mean, most of the time they run the ball really well. They do need to be healthy on the offensive line for that to happen. If they run the ball, their passing offense is – their pass attack is almost unstoppable because it's strictly play action.
I mean, Jimmy G is the only one that can stop it.
Yeah, Jimmy G is the only guy that can stop their passing offense if the running game is working. Yes. Yes, I mean, we saw it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
He's going to miss some throws.
I said it in 2019. Whoever we play in the Super Bowl, I don't care. We played Deshaun. Well, Deshaun hadn't proved anything. We played – Tannehill really hadn't proven anything. And then we played Jimmy G. I mean, that was the best slate of quarterbacks that we could have played because you also had Lamar. You also had Josh that you could have gone through in the AFC as well.
Yeah.
At some point in the playoffs, you know, they talk about you have to be able to run the ball in January and all that stuff. At some point in this new NFL, you're going to have to make a throw. If you don't make that throw, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
You lose, period.
Got to make the clutch throws, right?
Yes, yeah. You have to make that throw, and Jimmy G missed the throw in the Super Bowl.
I get you.
Yeah, so part of me wants to go Ravens, but it is Niners at 5. I think if they don't have all the injuries, they're 6-2.
By the way, my next AFC team is 9.
Yeah, I remember, because I commented. I said, dang, you don't even have the Ravens in your top 10.
Yep.
And I like Baltimore a lot, too. But I'll go with San Fran, especially after watching him on Sunday take apart the Rams. I think just with that new with McCaffrey in there, it's nasty.
Like they made the Rams look bad.
Yeah, the Rams aren't. The Rams are the worst offense in the league.
Yeah, right now.
Worst.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I you guys know I'm high on the Ravens.
I know,
but. I'm higher on the Dallas Cowboys right now. Now I know.
I don't blame you.
The last two wins I know are Chicago and Detroit.
Dallas is my 6th, so I'm not too far off the wagon with you.
Their defense is really good.
They have a top 3 defense in the NFL. A top 3 defense.
You want to play the Chiefs? Because the last top defenses came back in the middle of the pack.
I will gladly take that matchup in February.
No, you will.
I will
That's an L, just so you know.
Take that matchup in February, okay? And I'll be all over it. But part of it is I'm a homer for the Cowboys, but part of it, like I said about the 49ers and their defense – if you can stop the run and you can get after the passer, and the thing with Dallas is, it's not just Micah Parsons. Like, you know, he didn't have his best game last week.
Lawrence balled out on the other side of him, though.
He you know, Micah Parsons is battling some rib injuries and just kind of just not really hurt, but just
he's being a football player.
Yeah. And he's battling through it. But yes, DeMarcus Lawrence stepped up in a big way. And just that defense, it's like there was guys getting sacks I didn't even know their name. And I'm like, it's like when you have to worry about DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, and we know, okay, that Dan Quinn is a really good defensive coordinator.
Dude, I mean, he's gonna get another head coaching job. Yeah.
You know, obviously had Atlanta in the Super Bowl up 28-3. You know, and there's more reasons for that collapse than just him, but anyway.
What'd you say?
The NFL.
Anyway, so I got the Cowboys at 5.
Yeah, no, I
dude. Round it out.
I can't complain. I can't complain about it. Like I said, I have the Cowboys at 6, so I can't.
That defense is much better than even I anticipated it would be.
Yeah, Quinn's. I mean, both your assistants are, I think, have shots at getting head coaching jobs.
Yeah, Kellen Moore,
Quinn more than Moore probably. But Moore's done a nice job of adjusting to Cooper, having to run the ball more. And the cool thing to see him do on Sunday was he was like, "Man, I'm gonna rely on this running game still," mm-hmm. And that's what they should do. Because I don't have Dak, and I'm not knocking him. I don't have Dak as a top 5 quarterback.
It protects the quarterbacks that have a chance of making mistakes.
But like, here's the deal, and I saw this. Colin Cowherd was talking about it today. You guys know I'm a big Colin guy. If you take the name off the stats and you put Jimmy G's stats next to Dak's,
they're like the same.
They're almost identical. But if you said that they were going to pay Jimmy G $49 million, you'd think that was crazy. Because you don't pay that guy $49 million.
Yeah, you have to pass the eye test.
But Dak is that guy right now. And just without the Super Bowl and the NFC Championships. But I'm telling you, if they just don't screw this thing up, like I see an old-school matchup, San Francisco-Dallas in the NFC Championship game.
Think Philly gets bounced out somewhere?
I do. I think Philly is kind of a young team.
In the first game.
They're a young team, and not that young teams can't win, but just they're a young team that I think has benefited from a soft schedule. But, again, right now they're my number one. They won all their games. You know, and when they played Dallas, obviously didn't have Dak. Like I said, Micah Parsons has been battling some injuries, so uh-huh. You know he's banged up in that game. And but
bye week could be big for you guys.
Yes, it will.
A couple of exciting things that I've been enjoying in the league this year is I've been enjoying Geno Smith.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool to see his resurgence.
I think Seattle's kind of the biggest shock to me,
and it kind of shows you. Who was the problem?
Let's ride.
That guy is a cornball.
I'm going to tell you this.
That dude is a loser.
I'm going to tell you this. I think it was Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch were talking on a podcast.
I think I've seen this.
And he's like, have you reached out to Russ? And he goes, no, when he was my teammate, I had to call his people to get a hold of him. Like, to me, that's a terrible teammate.
100%.
Like, if I have to reach out to your people to get a hold of you, and we're going to war together...
And we're talking about, and we're not talking about just the third string linebacker, third string DB. We're talking about superstar Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
We're talking about beast mode. Like, you got nicknames in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Beast mode. I mean, you have to call my people to talk to me?
Yeah. You're two of the best players
in the league.
At your position.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, if not the best player at your position in the league at the time. And you can't, I can't just have your phone number. Like, hey,
call my people?
You guys want to do a podcast next week, call my people and see if they can set it up.
Yeah. I mean, that is interesting. I mean, it's just, and you can see it in Denver. You just go, what is going on?
Like, and okay, I don't care. You want to work out on the flight. Like, you want to get up and move around a little bit.
That's weird.
Like, do your thing, right? You want to move. But as soon as you get off the plane... Reporters are putting a mic in your face, and you're like, yeah, man, I was just doing high knees for 17 hours while I was flying over here. I was doing high knees up and down the aisle. My teammates were asleep. I was working. Like, come on, man.
And then they tried to give him the credit for the win in London when they ran the ball 8 times on the last drive. That has nothing to do with you, cornball.
Like, get out of here with that. Like,
that's nothing to do with you. You didn't run the ball 8 times.
Like, you think Peyton Manning, like, he would have been like, he would have got off the plane and been like, yeah, I watched film for 19 hours of this flight.
No, he just did it. He would have said, hey, good to see you guys.
Yeah.
See you. Good to see you guys.
Hey, we got a good plan this week.
That's it.
See you at Wembley.
Yeah. See you over there. Like, I think those games actually are big hits.
They're big moneymakers.
And absolutely. They're usually actually, like, pretty good games. They've been better than the Thursday night games, that's for sure.
It ain't hard to be better than the Thursday night games.
The only good Thursday night game was the first one with the Chiefs Chargers. It was a pretty solid game. That was when
after that, it was like...
After that, I thought Browns and Bengals were going to be a little more competitive than it was.
Yeah.
But, Jamar bust. We've already
but like, seen but yeah, I mean, the weird thing about Russell Wilson is he doesn't say, like, derogatory things. He just is, like, this weird robot NFT... Like or not NFT
hologram
like yeah weird like a weird
so weird
like just NPC that's what I was thinking of like in the video games the guys that are just hello how are you like it's
oh
like,
yeah
it's
yeah.
Not I'll even like a real player
yeah. the live action Jumanji with the Rock
oh dude it's
where
like
the guy just keeps repeating
yeah he keeps
the same
repeating
thing.
Himself
it's
yeah.
like that that's who he is that's right I mean it was so cringy. The let's ride at the end, the reporter on her face goes, like, at the end, she's just like, okay, dude, come on. Like, what are you doing? So, The favorite thing I like to see is that people comment and say, dang, the Broncos are still literally a quarterback away because their defense is good.
Which now they traded Chubb, so it's not as good.
Not as good. They
can't get home. I'm so confused by them. You trade Bradley Chubb
away. They're giving up.
You trade, which, by the way, they're supposed to be the hardest division in football. And you got two teams. And you got two teams now that are completely done.
Tapping out.
Completely done.
Vegas.
But you traded Bradley Chubb to trade to the Jets to get another pass rusher?
Oh, Miami.
What? Or whoever it was.
So, hey, how about that?
They got another pass rusher from someone. I'm like,
I was going to say, I was going to say
what
something.
What are you guys doing?
I was going to say something about Miami. They have done really nice with those draft picks. They have turned the draft picks from the Trey Lance trade to Waddle, Hill, and the first rounders. Waddle, Hill, and
Chubb.
That's really fantastic. And they still have they still got a decent number of picks.
The last thing that I have to say on the NFL, particularly the AFC, the trade deadline showed everybody is still super, super worried about the Chiefs. Why is Buffalo going out and making moves like that? Why is Miami adding to the moves they already made? Tyreek was supposed to put him over the top, right?
Yeah, if I was Miami, I would have gone.
But you know what I'm saying? These teams that are supposedly quote unquote better than the Chiefs started the season as the sweethearts.
Yeah,
are the ones who are making these moves, and the Chiefs are just sitting in the background like, oh, I'll get Kadarius Toney, and oh, I'll get rid of Fenton and just open up, $1.5 million just in case. Like, you know,
I'll be happy if the Chiefs grab Sue.
Yeah,
I'll be happy if they grab the. I mean, the OBJ to me is like cool, but I wouldn't be like, what? I'd just be like, OBJ's cool,
but
man.
But you put Sue in there?
I like with Chris Jones? I would like having the I mean, it's Sue. I'd like having that a lot. For veteran.
Yeah.
Dunlap, like Sue, Terrell Jones,
Suggs.
Frank.
A lot of Cowboys fans were mad that Jerry didn't go get somebody at the trade deadline. But that's not his M.O. Like, that's not what he's done.
No.
So, like, I was not shocked at that at all.
It's what he's done in the past that hasn't worked out. So
like when he went and got Roy Williams, when he went and got Joey Galloway, so I don't mind that.
I don't think he's not a loner type of person.
No,
in my mind, and I kind of get that feel from the Chiefs too.
Now I still wouldn't be shocked though if Dallas did sign OBJ.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked either.
Like if he got
but I don't think he's a loner type. You see what I'm saying? I don't think that's a loner. I think if you bring in OBJ to play the last 9 games or last 7 games of your season, including the playoffs, I think you're looking at extending him at some point.
So the Chiefs may not go for him then, because that's probably not their
7 games. And you got to figure out Andy Reid's playbook.
I thought about that too.
God, man,
because like
you got dudes that have been here for 4 years, McCole, that don't know the playbook.
Yeah, so it's still kind of like whatever. So we end NFL on that. We didn't talk college football real quick.
Real quick, yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Anything in the rankings that you think is wrong? Or like, man, that's shocking.
I still don't like Clemson there, man.
I mean, I said, and the whole argument a couple weeks ago was an undefeated Clemson is there. And, I mean, they're undefeated.
I know they had a couple scares. I'm not even saying that's wrong or right. I'm saying they have to put them
there.
I still don't like Clemson there.
Now, if TCU continues to run the table, that is bad for the second or third SEC team.
Oh, 100%.
Because after an undefeated TCU is in also.
I think it'd be bad.
If Georgia wins this weekend, you're looking at one loss teams.
It'd be bad for the. It'd probably only be bad for the third. That depends on how it all shakes out.
Depends on how many undefeated. Because if Clemson, TCU, your SEC champion are all undefeated.
Which, that won't happen.
So you think Georgia's going to lose to Tennessee?
And whoever that is that plays in the SEC title game will probably lose that game too. I truly think at the end of the year you're going to look at the top 3 SEC teams and they're all going to be 11-1. Which I mean that throws a wrench.
That would be
in college football.
For the committee.
That throws a wrench in college football. Do you put this ecstatic, eccentric fan base of Tennessee in? They've clearly been one of the better teams, if not the best team in football
SEC
this year.
SEC champions in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what do you do if you have, like you said, TCU, Clemson, and you have Georgia and Alabama sitting there with one loss? You see what I mean?
So then, you got TCU and you got.
Do you put the Big 12 champ in over the SEC runner-up?
If they're undefeated, yes.
If they're undefeated, I would.
If they're undefeated, yes.
You're saying it's tough.
Well, the thing is, you want to catch. I think also the committee's like, I want to catch that. I want to catch that Texas market.
Yeah.
So I'll throw TCU in there. I want to catch that Big 12 market.
That Big 12 market is only going there if it's Oklahoma.
That ain't gonna be Texas. Oklahoma. No, it ain't gonna be Texas.
I'm just saying that's where the Big 12
is. TCU's the only one that's got a chance.
Yeah,
undefeated.
Because K-State's already got one loss, right? Yeah.
Undefeated TCU.
And Tulane loss is huge because you're on a collision course.
Yeah.
With an undefeated SEC, undefeated TCU.
A one loss Big 12 team is not
the Pac-12. No. The Pac-12 already did the committee a favor.
Yeah.
By losing. Yeah. I have a futures bet on Pac-12. I got UCLA winning the Pac-12.
Hey, it could
happen.
Because,
the way you can play it is they'll play USC, and that's a +3 for UCLA, probably. So you could bet on USC to hedge against that. And then when UCLA goes to the championship game, I'm going to hedge that too. Mm-hmm. It paid like 20, no.
Because
15-1 or something like that. So
what's going to happen is, and this is how it's shaping up in the Big Ten, one team from the Big Ten is getting in.
Yep.
Because Michigan and Ohio State are on a collision course for Big Noon, last game of the year. Both undefeated. That's the collision course right now. So one of those teams loses in that last week. Then you turn around and play the same team in the Big Ten champ title game.
Well, no, they're in the same division.
Yeah. So whoever that is, whoever loses that game probably doesn't
get in. So your undefeated Big Ten champ is in, too.
Yep.
100%.
So that could knock out your one-loss SEC runner-up.
And I would. If it was Ohio State or Michigan, I'd knock them out. Yeah.
If you have TCU, Ohio State, and who am I missing? TCU, Ohio State.
Michigan.
Clemson. If those three teams are undefeated and you have an undefeated SEC champion or a one-loss SEC champion, there's your four.
Yeah, and you put the one-loss SEC guy at four. You put the others. I mean, I don't know who you ranked one. I guess it would be the Big Ten guy, right? Ohio State was undefeated all the way through. They're one.
Well, I'll tell you something right now.
If no one else is undefeated.
I'll tell you right now. You're TCU and you end up with the one seed and Tennessee's the four.
That's right.
Good luck.
Hey, welcome to the playoffs, baby. You get Tennessee week one. Or all Georgia right. or Alabama, either way.
I can keep going all night. But we're going to cut it off here. I'm Gary.
This is Austin.
And Gritty.
This has been another episode of Midwest Mics. We'll see you guys next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.